All right, if you have your Bible tonight, Alan told me to preach the shortest message I've got. I don't know what that'd be, so there you go. Revelation 3, last book of the Bible. We'll start there, and who knows where we'll end up. Let everybody turn. We sang this song tonight, The Solid Rock, and in that last verse there, it referred to when he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found. And that's not talking about whether he's going to find us saved or lost. If we're saved, we're going to heaven. And dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. We're going to stand before God's throne someday and be judged. The saved is going to be at one judgment, the lost at another judgment. And this judgment for the saved is not going to, I've heard people say it'd be video screens up there and showing all this. I don't know. Who knows? I'd say we probably won't be able to look up. I mean, to be so amazed, and people say they're going to get to heaven and run around and see all these people. And I think probably the first 10,000 years, we'll probably be on our knees thanking Jesus for getting there, you know, for what he done for us. We're finally going to realize what he really done for us. We don't realize it yet, and not fully, I don't think, but we will when we get to heaven. And we're going to stand faultless before his throne, and we're going to have a new name written down in glory. We're going to get that. But we're also going to get a few other things. We're going to talk about them tonight. And in Revelation 3, verse 11 here, says, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Take thy crown. We're going to be crowns in heaven, rewards in heaven. And they're not judging us whether we're saved or lost. We're already saved. We're at this judgment seat. We're saved. The great white throne and that, we're going to be judged and at the other judgment. But anyway, we're going to be redeemed by the blood, but we're rewarded for works. Now, we don't get to heaven by works. Some people think we get to heaven by doing good works, and we're going to get there. Some religions even teach, you know, people, you talk to people, and they say, well, when you get to heaven, you're going to put all your bad stuff on one scale and all your good stuff on the other scale. And if that scale, you know, goes down this way, you get to stay in. If it goes down this way, you're getting to go out, you know. It's not like that at all. It's not like that at all. If you're saved, if you trust Jesus as your Savior and trust him by faith, then you're going to go to heaven when you die. And that's settled. Thy word settled in heaven, and that's settled in heaven right there. Your name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And he don't have an eraser up there. Oh, Hill messed up today. I'm erasing his name off there. You guys start tearing down the mansion. You know, our mansions would look like me and Wesley built them, okay, if it was like that, because we'd be tearing it down one day and we'd be building it back up the next day, you know. And then it'd be sort of like our church building, you know. It'd be just like every direction, something different. And but it wouldn't be too good. But when we get saved, he says he built us a mansion in heaven. And pastor referred to this a while back. I told him my dad was preaching a revival somewhere out in the country, and this girl got up and sang, and she meant really well by it. I mean, some people don't look at the words. I mean, this songbook here, Brother Fox has examined all these songs, because some of us, if you follow some songs are not really correct. And she sang this song, Lord, Build Me a Cabin in the Corner of Glory Land. And my dad said, well, you've done a really good job on that song, but I hate to break it to you, but there's no cabins in the corner of Glory Land. There's not going to be any cabins up there, just mansions. So you're not going to just barely get in and get in a cabin. But it'd be all right, I guess, if that's all you got, but you're going to get a mansion up there. But we're also going to be judged here, and that no man should take thy crown. We could lose these crowns. 2 Corinthians. I got several verses to look at here tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We'll talk about the first crown here. Verse 9. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent we may be accepted of him. This is not accepted for salvation, but accepted for the works that we done here on earth. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing the terror, therefore, the terror of the Lord, we persuade men that we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your conscience. So here we're going to stand up there, And we're going to be judged, and we're going to, it's the crown of righteousness. 2 Timothy, we're all going to get this crown that's up there. If you look over in 2 Timothy, if I can find it here. Sometimes these chapters move around on you, especially when you're up here. 2 Timothy 4, verse number 8. Henceforth, we'll start at 7. Let's go up clear up to 6. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. It's Timothy writing here right before he dies. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. So this crown here is for salvation, for being saved. You're going to get, everybody's going to get one crown for being saved. I mean, that's better than no crowns, right? Better than no crowns. We're going to all get that one crown. I don't know what they're going to look like, but there's five crowns available, we're all going to, if we're saved, you're at that judgment, you're saved, or you wouldn't be there, standing there. So we're going to get that crown there, and we're not going to wear these crowns. Before we go any farther, I'll tell you, we're not going to wear these crowns in heaven, and you know, somebody say, look, I've got four crowns, and you got five, and you got three, and you only got one. No, these crowns, we're going to cast them all at Jesus' feet, because there's no pride in heaven. So the crown of righteousness for being saved, for salvation. Then the second we're going to look at is 1 Peter, back to the right a little bit. 1 Peter 5, 4. Well, we can start in 2. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, that's for money, but of a ready mind, neither is being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. Who's this talking about here? It's not talking about the regular Christian. It's talking about pastors of churches. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. So this is for pastors. So none of us can get this crown. I don't know if there's any pastors here tonight. If they was, they could be up here preaching, take my place. But a crown of glory. And this crown here is going to be given to the people that pastored churches and I guess done a good job and didn't follow the examples here in verse 2 and 3. Be an example to the flock, not in it for the money. And if they're at this church, they're not in it for the money, okay? Just thought I'd put that in there as a sidebar, okay? I don't think any pastor we've ever had has been in it for the money. I know my dad about starved to death here a few times, but he made it. And I'm glad we can take care of our pastor. I mean, I think we ought to, but I don't think we do near enough as we should. I don't think we could ever pay him too much. I don't think we could. And we ought to do more for him. That's my idea of the thing. The pastor probably gives back as much as anybody or more. But the pastor is going to get this crown of glory. And then another one in 1 Thessalonians. If I can find it. I done passed it somewhere. There it is. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 19 and 20. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? This is the crown of rejoicing right here. Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For ye are our glory and joy. So this, if we read this and study this crown of rejoicing, is for soul winners, people that lead people to Christ, and for soul winners. So this crown here is very attainable for us. That's two we could get for being a soul winner and showing someone how to be saved. And it doesn't say large numbers. It doesn't say you have to do 10 a day or one a day. If you done one a day, it'd be a miracle. But one a month that was really serious and sincere. Sometimes people are a little hasty at this, and I'm not the one to judge that. I mean, I think it's all right. I've seen some good soul winners, people that really went after souls, and that's a good thing. That's what we ought to be doing. That's our job. But this crown of rejoicing is for soul winners. And it says there's going to be, not in here, but in the Bible says going to be rejoicing in heaven. The angels rejoice when people get saved. So the crown of rejoicing is available. Then Revelation 2:10, back in Revelation, we'll read a few verses for this one. The crown of life. The crown of life. This is one crown here that I don't want, okay? I don't want this crown, the crown of life. And you'll understand that in just a minute. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Fear none of these things, those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. So this is a crown here for martyrdom. And they say more Christians are being martyred in the world today than ever before. In foreign countries, Iran and that, you can get killed for preaching the gospel. You can get killed for having a Bible, and they chop their heads off and that kind of stuff. We've seen some of that, and they say China's really bad. They have churches underground in China, and they can't sing out loud. They have to sing real quiet or something. They meet in different places and move all around. But there are revivals going on in China in some of them underground churches. The oppression has helped, and I don't know how they do that, but they don't have a building. They have to meet in different places and be secret. But for martyrdom, the crown of life, in Acts, let's look at James. He's just over here a few pages from Revelation. We'll go there first. The book of James, chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. So here's another one about the crown of life. And then one more in Acts 7. Acts chapter 7. I'm not very good at marking these like Pastor is. Verse 59. This is talking about the first martyr, the first mention of Paul. Let's go to 59. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. In other words, he died. He died. So this is the first martyr in the New Testament that died for the cause of Christ, was Stephen. And he's going to get this crown of life. Then we have in 1 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 25, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. It's talking about people on earth that strive for a crown down here and want the glory and the fame and all that here on earth, but their crown is going to be corruptible. It's not going to make it to heaven. But we're striving to obtain an incorruptible crown. Anything in heaven is going to be incorruptible. There's nothing going to be anything rotten in heaven, no sin. Nothing's going to go bad up there. And this crown is incorruptible in heaven. This is the incorruptible crown for faithful stewardship, for being faithful, for just doing what God wants you to do. You know, going to church on Wednesday night when you know somebody's going to be here that don't preach very good, see? The incorruptible crown, being faithful to church, being faithful in giving. And we ought to be faithful in our giving to the church. And not that God needs your money, God doesn't need your money. But that's how God has orchestrated for the church to run its finances, is through your giving. And it'd be good for you to give. He wants you to give. It's commanded that you do, so you should give. And we get this incorruptible crown for being faithful. I think everybody wants to be faithful. I mean, that's a lost trait this day and age. People are not faithful to jobs, not faithful to marriages, not even faithful to their kids, you know, move off and leave their kids, and that's wrong. But being faithful, being a faithful steward of what God gave you, you know, not being wasteful, and just being faithful with everything that God does for you. Let's look in Matthew 10. Verse 42, and whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. For something as small as just a cup of water to a young child, God's going to reward people for being faithful. And we have Bible school here. We took kids to church, to camp this, that haven't been to church, and I don't even know when some of the kids, that they need to go to church. They need to go to church camp. This will spur them an interest in coming to church. That's great. They need to hear preaching. And that may be the only chance they have, this church. I mean, if you see the kids that come in on the bus, and I preach to them back there in junior church, and this is the only chance they're going to have of hearing the gospel, of growing up and, you know, being maybe being just a church member and a faithful church member, not that they turn into preachers, but just getting a kid through there and through the teen class and not falling out before they become an adult. Some of them fall out and they come back. But just being faithful, making someone learn how to be faithful is just a great thing. And we ought to be faithful. 1 Corinthians, one last verse here. Hill, and I'll be done, okay? I don't know where you're going. You don't have any place to go. You sit up here for an hour waiting on us to open the door. You don't have to go report back to jail or nothing, do you? Not tonight? Okay, just checking. You never know, you know. First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. Talking about being faithful and he's getting earning these crowns. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. He's where we build upon. If you build a building and the foundation's solid, the building's going to be solid. So our foundation is built on Jesus. He's done laid that. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. So, this here is talking about working for rewards, not working to get saved, but working for rewards in heaven and being faithful. We can first being saved. You ought to know you're saved, know you're going to heaven. And if you don't know that, never been a time and a place, you don't have to know the date or the exact time, you know, but you ought to be able to know the place, maybe be able to point to a place or, you know, a certain time you remember when you trusted Christ as your Savior. If you haven't done that, you need to get that matter settled. And I don't know if there's anybody in here like that tonight, but get that settled, then you can work towards these other crowns. And then when we get these crowns, we get to heaven, we're going to cast them all at Jesus' feet and give them back to him. And that'll be a wonderful time. Let's pray, and we'll be dismissed. Lord, we just thank you for the message tonight. Pray you'd help us to strive for these crowns, Lord, that we'd have something to give back to you when we get to heaven, and that you'd help us to be faithful. Help us to be good stewards of what you've given us. Help us to be soul winners. Help us to be other things that were mentioned here. And just be with pastor now, be at the bus, give it safety, be at the preaching at camp tonight, and watch over and guide them as they come back. In Jesus' name, amen.